Marker, extraction review, guys. Let's go. Netflix movie, baby. That's all we got on new releases. Action.
What's going on, guys? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan
680. Juan at Cloud X Drive.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. It's been a while, Juan, right?
It has.
Right? All right, let's get right to it. What better way? Chris Hemsworth, Thor, without his hammer? What is going on?
It was like Ragnarok, too.
Oh, God. Let's not talk about Ragnarok. Let's get right to it, guys. Like, share, subscribe. This is our review of Extraction. What's going on, guys? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Juan at Cloud X Drive.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. We bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Hashtag quarantine live, hashtag COVID-19. We do hope, guys, that everyone's staying safe out there. And with that being said and everything, obviously, movie releases have changed. There's no longer...
Everything is delayed.
Yeah, everything's delayed. Everything's changing. Next year's going to be pretty filled, I guess. But with that being said and everything, we don't have an official release date. It's probably till June. We're looking for like any new films for now. We'll just take it day by day. But let's get right to it, guys. This is our review. Now that movies are not coming out in theaters, we got Movies at Home, which is Netflix original movies, Extraction. And okay, I mean, let's get right to it. I actually was surprised it was this weekend. I didn't know it was this past weekend that it came out. And I'll be honest though, when I saw the trailer, I did see the trailer for this. I was just like, what the heck? Where did Thor lose his hammer? Thor is one of my favorite characters in the Marvel Universe right now. And I just, you know, I love him as Thor. And to see him actually different, I know a lot of people are like, oh, is it Tyler Rake versus John Wick? You know, I've been seeing memes about that. I've been seeing, what do you have to say about that, Cloud?
No, it didn't feel like a John Wick movie at all.
Yeah.
It was good, though. And it was, not that I don't see Chris Hemsworth playing anything besides Thor. It was just, I haven't seen him play anything
besides Thor
in a while.
Yeah, in a while, yeah.
But it was nice seeing him. I think he did a pretty good job. It wasn't like Doolittle. You said Robert Downey Jr. And it feels really off.
Yeah.
This one
honestly
didn't feel like that. So
yeah.
Props to Chris.
Yeah. Besides him seeing that, obviously in his other stuff, he was in Snow White and the Huntsman, which was a terrible movie in general. So
I didn't even watch that.
Yeah, so. I don't even want to give him credit for that because it wasn't his fault. But with that being said, I just, you know, this is very different. Everyone knows him as Thor. Everybody does. I mean, let's be honest. And to see him actually pick up a gun, pick up a weapon, actually fight like Modern Warfare style. And I loved it. I know we talked about it off camera. We both loved that 11-minute scene.
Yeah, the
action sequence
was really good.
Yeah, dude. And okay, so we'll give credit to the director. The director's actually a stuntman, ladies and gentlemen. A stuntman from Civil War. What Russo brothers have directed from Civil War all the way up, that includes Infinity War and Endgame. Who would have thought a stuntman actually directed?
Hey, it might have been his stuntman.
he had black hair. So, not unless he put a wig on. He has to put that blonde wig on.
Yeah.
his AKA Sam Hargrave. And here's the thing. I actually felt like this was directed by a stuntman. I loved it because the way the camera angles were, the action sequences were great, phenomenal. I mean...
Especially for being a Netflix movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Netflix movies, when they get released, it kind of feels like a straight-to-DVD movie.
Yeah.
So my expectations aren't always that high, even though we had some really good ones.
My expectations were neutral, actually, because I actually didn't mind the trailer.
I never saw the trailer. I didn't even know the cast. As soon as it played, I saw Hemsworth.
Yeah, I just saw Hemsworth.
And I was like, okay, that's what got my attention.
Okay, yeah. That and then the Russo brother. I just said,
didn't even pay attention, honestly.
Yeah, so like on the trailer, that's what happened. So like you're just pretty much like Hemsworth. And then the event, you know, Endgame, of course, it shows the directors of Endgame. So I love that about it because that's how they market it, you know?
And
that's how Netflix marketed
it. Get people to watch it.
And it looks like everybody watched it because it was in the top. It was number two this past weekend. So obviously everyone watched it.
What was number one?
That's a good question.
Was it Trolls?
No, it wasn't Trolls. On Netflix, no, it wasn't Trolls.
Oh, now watched on Netflix.
No, I'm talking on number two, like on the top. You know how Netflix does? Yeah, Netflix does now a top 10. So like that was number two.
Probably after The Office.
I saw Ozark was number six. I was like, man, Ozark is still trending. I was like, okay, cool. Crazy
Jason
season.
Bateman.
Yeah. So going back into this, what I did love about this was that, you know, the very first scene we got Chris Hemsworth. I actually liked it because it was so natural. It felt pretty smooth. It wasn't forced.
Oh, I didn't like the first scene.
You didn't like the first scene?
I just kind of don't like it when movies do that, where it's like,
oh, hey, I'm just here lying
they
here.
They put you at the end of the movie, and then, like, it's a flashback. The whole movie you're watching is a flashback until the end. Yeah. I personally don't like when movies do that.
Okay.
Because you get into it, and I'm just like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah. Yeah.
What's the setting? I don't even know where we are. I don't know why he's doing this.
And so going furthermore into that, let's go, I guess, to skip ahead. What I really want to talk more in depth on was him losing his family. Him losing his son.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Obviously, we're talking about spoilers.
Because you could watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no reason you haven't seen this
yet. Yeah, so we're mentioning spoilers. So in that scene that he's actually telling the kid, I actually felt like it was forced. Like, he forced the conversation.
The crying felt forced. The conversation really didn't feel forced to me.
I feel like the way he twisted it, like, it was just random, I felt like. Because they were talking, and then he just brought up. And then that's when he started crying.
I didn't
crying,
just...
Then,
the crying felt, like, kind of fake. But the conversation didn't just because he was talking to a kid.
Okay.
I guess if it felt organic, the kid's curiosity.
Yeah, okay, I get that. But I want... If the kid was the same age as his little boy died...
It wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I was all like, okay, maybe... I don't know in some way, but he hasn't... Probably has not interacted with a kid of any kind.
Oh, he was an alcoholic. So he was numbing the pain. Just remember, this is the first time he was really sober.
Yeah.
So that's why, again, it didn't feel forced to me. The crying did. Like, just Chris Hemsworth, don't cry in your movies, please.
he was crying, kind of making
like, a little awkward. It was a little awkward watching him cry. But the way the conversation went, it was not too bad for character
development. The way he was just looking down, though. Like, if he would have stared up and cried, I think it would have been better. I just felt a little bit more forced in that way because he was just staring down and meditating on his memory. But I felt, like I said, I felt like it was forced. I don't know why. For some reason... and then, of course, random David Harper was in that scene as well. Jim Hopper from, you know,
Stranger Things. The Red Guardian from Black Widow.
What do you think of him being in? I mean, now he's a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Black Widow. So what do you think?
I actually like him. I like him as an actor. I actually really like him.
Did you like him as Hellboy?
I liked him as Hellboy. I didn't like Hellboy itself.
I didn't like either.
But I think his performance as Hellboy, I don't think he did too bad.
Okay. All right. Duly noted.
Yeah, Hellboy, let's not talk about that. But I'm glad, you know, maybe he could not piggyback, but maybe with this he'll get more. Not that Stranger Things is doing bad.
I'm pretty sure after the last...
Like, references? Like, hey, he worked with Russo Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see him in more movies.
Yeah,
besides Hellboy,
yeah.
I want to see him as the cast, the main person in a movie.
Yeah, agreed there, man. I totally agree with you there. I love seeing him on camera. I just felt like this was a little bit random. And
Didn't do bad, though.
His performance
wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I actually
like that action sequence between them two, Chris Hemsworth and David. I felt like that was really good. Like, that was really organic.
For me, I felt the character development at first, and then, like, the way it builds up. And
the fighting sequences were really good. They were on point. We loved them. And what did you say? I know you said it off camera, that you loved that hallway.
There's one scene where it's like a whole action scene on the balcony, mm-hmm. where it really feels like that Daredevil TV show, the fight scene.
Yeah.
It's in the hallway. That's what it felt like, because it was all one shot, kind of panning in on them. It was a really good scene. Yeah, that's probably my favorite scene in the whole movie.
Yeah, because, I mean, I love it because the camera's following the, like, real close on.
Yeah, it's Hemsworth. One shot. Yeah, you don't see it, like cut to somewhere else and
just
cut
like
here.
Daredevil. Yeah, and I love that about it, too. I was just like, wow, like, Modern Warfare 3, like, it's just intense. I feel like I'm playing the game. It's very intense. So a lot of dead bodies. This mercenary, Chris Hemsworth, really killed a lot of people. I know you mentioned the climax of this movie that you're not hesitant, you didn't really like it as much.
It wasn't okay. Again, we get in the first scene,
yeah,
so we know what's gonna happen.
The first that 11 minute action sequence is just intense. We agree on that,
yeah. I think that's the climax of the movie, honestly.
Like, okay, not
the ending,
been,
where the ending is usually the climax,
yeah. That should have been the climax.
That was the climax, I didn't like it. It wasn't too bad, but like the part where he got shot and he's like losing blood and he's just walking. Like Terminator.
Yeah.
Like,
bro, because he's Thor, man. He's Thor.
He's
God
not,
of Thunder.
He's not. He's God of, what's God his name? Tyler. He's Tyler.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have to agree with you there at the same time. But also, it makes me and reminds myself how much I hate snipers in Modern Warfare or any Modern Warfare games. I hate snipers. Oh, my God. Yeah, I hate marksmen. Those are the worst. I felt more tension when it came down to that first 11 minute action sequences. I felt that as well. The car chases were really good. I love the car chase as well.
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah. How'd you think of the whole set of India?
I liked it. Yeah, India being used as the setting for this movie, like, you don't see it often, especially like these, like, I want to say, like, war movies.
Yeah.
It's usually like Afghanistan or Iraq or somewhere like that. So this was actually a really nice change of pace.
Yeah.
And like, you see like the slums, like where they live, it's bad. And then
it's crazy.
The action scene with cluttered. I really liked too, was the one with the kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's mention that kid scene.
Dude,
he just slapping the hell out of them kids.
Like, there's one part where he picks them up by the leg and throws them against the car.
That was great.
Really good. Yeah, that was great. Really good.
He needed to slap the hell out of all those kids, man. He really did. He needed to slap the hell out of them. And what'd you? I mean, all those kids needed a good spanking. Let's be honest. They all need, like, dude, like, what the heck? So with that being said and everything, I just, character development, I feel like Chris Hemsworth didn't have a strong character development.
I don't think he had strong, but I did like the bit he did get.
Yeah.
Again, the beginning of the movie kind of, it could have been played out more to set us up more to feel for him.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I feel like if we would have got like a family shot, like a quick 5-minute shot of the family just interacting or something.
Him in the hospital with his son because his son died. Something. You know, we get that little flashback action scene.
Yeah, definitely. Was this the film we deserved?
Yes.
Yes. I'll agree with that. Yeah, I'll agree with that. All right. One rating, 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest.
I'm going to give it a 7.
7. All right. I'm going to have to give it a 6. You know what? No, I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna go an 8. I'm gonna go an 8 just because I keep meditating. I keep thinking about that same action sequence, the Modern Warfare 3. I love it.
It's a really good scene. Yeah, it's really good. I would probably watch it again for that scene.
You can tell this is done by a stuntman. I don't know why. It just feels like that way because the way the sequences are going, just the way the camera angles are. I love that about it. And wait, who knows? Maybe Joe Russo really did help him out in the long run when it came down to directing. But I'm pretty sure he did.
Hopefully, because this is the first time
director.
Oh, hopefully he makes more movies. I know he's a stuntman, but hopefully he switches it up.
Now, sequel. Would you expect a sequel out of here?
No, of course not.
Netflix is, there's been reports, it hasn't been confirmed by Netflix, but that they're thinking about doing a sequel. Would you be on board to see the second one?
Probably not. I'd probably watch it to review it, but I probably wouldn't put it on my queue right away and watch it the same night it comes out.
Right. All right. Okay. No worries there. All right. So the kid, we felt like that had Ovi had a good natural character development with him.
I actually liked Ovi a lot. I like the part where he has to kill David Harbour. Like, he just breaks to...
Spoiler.
Chris Hemsworth, yeah. Like, he doesn't like his dad because his dad kills people.
Yeah.
And he kind of makes it sound like he doesn't like Chris Hemsworth, even though he's saving people.
Yeah.
That he has to kill people, and then he has to kill someone.
Yeah.
To save someone's life. Man. That kid has to grow up. I did like the ending with him, though.
Yeah.
Because David Harbour tells him, like, dude, no matter what you do to this kid, he's going to die. He's going to have a shitty life.
Yeah.
At the end, that doesn't happen.
Nope.
I guess they take him to the States. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
It looks like he's in the States.
Yeah, something like that. Or it looks like he's back at home and where there's a pole at. Because, I mean, obviously he's meditating.
Oh, it looks nice. It doesn't look like India.
Yeah. India. But it looks like he's in the... it's weird because that's why it kind of makes sense of that first scene. Is that the first scene where he's in the water, Chris Hemsworth's in the water. That where it connects at the very end because the kid does it at the same time.
Yeah.
What did Chris Hemsworth tell him off camera? What? Hey, this is what I do, by the way.
He took over his body.
Yeah. Right. All right. Alamo City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, guys. You should check it out on Netflix. A subscription, guys. Be sure to check it out on Netflix because everyone's at home. Stay safe, guys. With COVID-19, what's going on? Be sure to check out this movie. I'm pretty sure everyone already has because it was in the top. It was top two.
Second.
Yeah. It was second. Ozark was still number 6, which I was happy. I don't remember which was number 1. It might have been that new TV series, Too Hot to Handle, the reality TV show that was on Netflix. It's
Tiger King.
But I think Tiger King's still in the top 10. Oh, no.
I hope not.
All right, guys. As always, like, share, subscribe, guys. Maybe you really did enjoy this movie. Maybe you really hated this movie. Put it all in the comments down below, all right? Hit the subscribe button and give us a thumbs up on our review, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day. Thank you for making us a part of it. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
And one at Cloud X Drive.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for Movie Fans, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day. Stay safe.